Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Is religious belief a matter of personal opinion and not about objective truth? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM, and we are looking at an article that was on ChristianityToday.com. Christian, what do you believe? Probably a heresy about Jesus, says survey. And we have looked at similar surveys in the past. In fact, Ligonier Ministries, that is given credit for this survey in connection with Lifeway Research, shows that a lot of professing Christians don't seem to truly understand what Christian theology is about. And when they zero in on the person of Christ and professing Christians get it wrong regarding Christ, that should alarm us. That should show us that there's something definitely wrong among many of these professing Christians. And you know what, Eric? I'm finding myself more and more now using the word professing in quotation marks, because there are a lot of people who claim to be Christians who, when you talk to them, don't seem to have the slightest clue what Christians are supposed to believe or Christians are supposed to behave. They seem to be very much guided by the culture and some things that they have heard. And I think that goes along with the question that I raised at the beginning of this show. Is it all about personal opinion and not about objective truth? And when I talk to someone who seems to fall into that kind of a category, I am going to take the opportunity to challenge them in what they believe, because if they don't have a clear understanding of what Christianity is, how can we assume that they in fact are Christians? So this is why it bothers us, and this is why it bothers us when we talk to our LDS friends. We ask them what they believe on certain issues, though they claim to be Christian, not just Christian, but they claim to be the only true Christians because they see their church as being the only true Christian church on earth. It should alarm us when they start spouting teachings that clearly go back to their latter-day prophets rather than go back to the New Testament.
The word Christian has a meaning. Historically, there are a set of doctrines that have been accepted by Christians as what the Bible is teaching. And so just to slap the label Christian on you and say, I'm a Christian, but I deny the deity of Christ. I'm a Christian, but I don't hold to the Trinity. I'm a Christian, but I don't believe in salvation by grace through faith. That's a problem for us. And so it's important, if you're a believer, that you know as a Christian what it is that the Bible teaches and what is truth. And that may require you to do outside reading, maybe getting a systematic theology book. There are many good books like that out there that can help you get beyond just the mere reading of the Bible. And that, again, I said yesterday, it's good to read the Bible, but if you're just reading it and not really systematically putting everything together, you can fall into the same errors that this survey is talking about.
Well, let's look at the survey, and as I mentioned earlier, this is found in ChristianityToday.com, although it was put out by Ligonier Ministries. This is kind of an encapsulated overview of what this survey was really all about, and that's what we're trying to stick to in this series. But when it says here, when it comes to Americans with quote-unquote evangelical beliefs, the survey found that a majority say, and this is the first bullet point, most people are basically good. And that's an argument we often hear from people. Well, man is basically good. Or when you ask them about the assurance of their own salvation, what's the response? Well, I'm basically a good person. Folks, let's be serious. The last good person that walked on this earth was crucified on a cross. He was the only one that was truly good. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are tainted by our sin in all our thoughts, in all our actions. We can never separate ourselves from that fallibility that we have as a fallen human race.
Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 that there will be many who say, Lord, Lord, look at all the good things I've done. And Jesus says, that they are going to be shunned, that they are going to be sent away. Depart from me, Jesus says. And I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to get to the great white throne, and they're going to lay out what they think were good works. And Isaiah 64:6 says, all of our righteous works are like filthy rags in God's sight, left without the cross.
The other two bullet points in this section say, God accepts the worship of all religion. There's that pluralism. It's okay, it doesn't matter really what you believe as long as you are sincere, right? Isn't that an attitude that we often hear from people? But when you have 51% of professing evangelicals saying that they think that God accepts the worship of all religions, what does that say about their knowledge of what the New Testament teaches us on this subject?
Bill, we get the question on a regular basis. I'm going to say top three questions. Do you think that Mormons could possibly be saved? Because a lot of Christians don't want to witness to their Mormon friends because they're such good people. And, you know, let them be the way they are. But if you're going to hold to standard Christianity, historical Christianity for that matter, then you're going to understand that just because you're a good person and they do worship their God in a very sincere way and may even put Christians to shame by the way that they do it, doesn't mean that they have a relationship with God, and it doesn't mean that they're going to go to heaven.
This is where good theology is very important, because if you are one of the 51% that believes that God accepts the worship of all religions, that would mean that you probably, as you said, Eric, would not want to take the risk to challenge your Mormon acquaintance as to where they are in light of eternity, because you're assuming they're okay. If you're wrong on that assumption, are you doing your LDS friend good, or are you doing harm to them? Because if there's something that they need spiritually, and you don't want to recognize that because you're going to assume erroneously that God accepts the worship of all religions, you're not going to say anything. How are you benefiting that individual? I think that's something that we need to consider.
I like to use the analogy of having something green between your teeth and nobody tells you that you have that green thing from lunch in your teeth. And at the end of the day, you look in the mirror and you think, why did nobody tell me? Because they didn't want to embarrass you. They didn't want to embarrass themselves. But what could have been the kindest thing they would have said? It might not have been good news, but it could have been fixed. In Christianity, we believe that sin is fixable through a relationship with God, who is capable of forgiving us of our sins.
The third bullet point in this section says, Jesus was the first and greatest being created by God the Father. 78%. Oh my goodness, 78%.
Well, that's Mormonism for you right there.
Well, certainly, I know that's Mormonism, but this is supposed to be the category of evangelicals. And if you have 78% of professing evangelicals saying that Jesus was the first and greatest being created by God the Father, what does that say about the state of the Christian church? Where are the pastors educating their people on these issues? We need to get back to informing Christians what they are supposed to believe. And folks, if you're one of those who does not want to believe it, then may I suggest you quit calling yourself a Christian and quit ruining these statistics for the rest of us.
I taught at a Christian high school in Southern California, and we attended a church where they did not take teaching the students very seriously. They would maybe do a 10-minute home study Bible course, and then they would go and watch TV. And I really had a problem with that. My last year there in Southern California, I decided I would have my own Bible study with the students that I had, because I taught Bible students at this Christian school, and I was amazed at the response. These kids came voluntarily because they wanted to learn more. They wanted to go beyond what I was doing in the classroom. And I have found that even true here in Utah, as we have a Christian seminary class across the street from a local high school. And we have a dozen kids, and I'm teaching apologetics. I'm teaching some deeper things. And I have three or four of the students who haven't missed it all this semester. I mean, they're coming because they do want to learn. I think a lot of churches don't realize how important it is to teach our students, also to teach the adults, because they don't want a mushy version of Christianity. They really want to know if it's true. And if we have the information to be able to give to them to show them that that is true, then I think that we're doing a disservice by holding that away from them, just trying to keep our services shorter or easier to understand. Let's challenge our people and get them to understand, because that's a horrible statistic that people think Jesus is the first and greatest being created by God.
Well, like you, Eric, I have a great heart for our young people as well. And so at my church, I volunteered to work with the youth, and they gave me 7th and 8th graders. And I thought at first, oh my goodness, I've never done this before, not that young, except with my own children. But it's been very rewarding, because I really want to get them to think beyond the standard Sunday school answers. And we know that you could go up to many of our young people and, oh yeah, they'll know about Noah's Ark and things like that and all the typical, you know, Sunday school stories. But when you ask them why do you believe a certain thing, or why should you believe a certain thing, you start to get their wheels turning. And that's what we need to do with our young people. And I think you make a good point. Sometimes we as adults underestimate the hunger that many of our young people have to want to believe something that's true. But they're not just going to accept it because we tell them it's true. They need to understand for themselves why it's true. They need to know what they believe and why they believe it. And I personally think that many of our churches do our young people an incredible disservice when we assume that all they want to do is play games. I'm not against that. And in our youth program at my church, yeah, we have a time for that. We have a time for fellowship. We have a time for some fun. But there's also a time to get into the Word and study it for what it actually says, and hopefully get our young people to see the importance of believing certain things, because good theology is going to lead to good things as a Christian. Bad theology leads to bad things, and we have seen it over and over, and I think this survey brings it out. But when it talks about these three bullet points, one, most people are basically good. God accepts the worship of all religions. And Jesus was the first and greatest being created by God the Father. When you have over 50% believing these points, professing to be evangelicals, that's a problem. And here's what it says in this article after those three bullet points. However, all these beliefs are contrary to the historic Christian faith, stated Ligonier. Citing Romans 3:10 on sin, John 14:6 on God, and John 1:1 on Jesus. For example, while an overwhelming 97% of evangelicals do believe that there is one true God in three persons, 3 out of 4 of them attempt to give Jesus first place honors, even though that belief has been rejected by the church down through the centuries. Here it is again. They know what they believe, but they don't know why they believe it. That's why they can't explain what they believe as a Christian. And I think as Christians, we need to have in our arsenal at least a basic way of explaining what we believe to people that come and ask us questions about what we as Christians are supposed to believe.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Mormonism 101 for Teens is a valuable resource for anyone wanting a simplified view of the Mormon religion from a Christian perspective. Mormonism 101 for Teens is available at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore in Salt Lake City or mrm.org.